General Secretary of the United Cities Local Government Africa, Jean-Pierre Ilongbasi, says about 8,000 people are attending the summit and he's optimistic that ongoing discussions will yield some positive results. Shortly after signing the agreement, the Director of International Affairs at the Agency for the Environment and Energy Management in France, Dominique Campana, says the agreement is very significant.
It's a very important agreement because it is for reinforcing capacities of local authorities to accelerate the transition of local authorities towards sustainable cities. Yes, we have also developed some MOOC, and we think that it's very important to introduce digital tools. And especially one is about how to build in tropical climates. And we think it's very important to promote energy efficiency in cities and also renewable energy and circular economy. And this will be the key to decrease GHG emissions.
President of the South African Local Government Association and the United Cities and Local Governments, Parks Tau, says an event of this magnitude is expected to come up with solutions to challenges facing the African continent, such as migration, unemployment, access to housing, among other things. Some of those attending the summit agree that Africa should be capitalizing on its challenges so that it may create opportunities. UN Habitat is one of the main partners of AfriCities Summit this year. Their role is to focus on developing countries, in particular Africa, through the promotion of sustainable development. Chief of the Urban Energy Unit at the UN Habitat, based in Nairobi, Kenya, Vincent Kitio, says that African cities are expanding very fast and there are many challenges like informal settlement, poor planning and safety issues facing African cities.
We identify some of these challenges and then we bring solution. For example, in the case of transport, we have developed a lot of tools that can help municipality to better do their transport planning. In fact, we are calling it sustainable mobilities. The other challenge is in the case of waste management. For example, most of the local authority, they do not have the adequate finance to properly collect and treat waste. What we say, why don't we learn from best practices from other countries? And again, we also develop tools for that.
In this plan to create sustainable cities, Kitio says that the youth should not be left behind. Meanwhile, the representation of women in policy and decision-making, as well as local government, was also put under the spotlight. Female speakers expressed their concern regarding the exclusion of grassroots women on such important platforms.
We are doing trainings, for example. We don't bring external people to train grassroots women. We look at the experience the grassroots women have been having. We also look at what the local authority are doing or the local government. And we do joint training where we are training both grassroots and the local authority on policies and ensuring that in their work plan at the end of the training, they have a clear action plan on how they want to monitor or influence how the policies are being implemented and who is going to do what. We also do a lot of peer learning where we have successful practices. We take the local authorities and the grassroots women and planners and different people that are stakeholding in these issues.
To give needs to women to be economically strong, to be physically strong, psychologically strong.
Climate change has also been one of the major talking points. Environmental experts on Thursday emphasized on the importance of sharing ideas with other organizations as well as data capturing. Charlotte Iyong from the African Development Bank explains.
The bank has given itself a target to allocate at least 40% of its investment to climate finance. And until now, at least since 2016, in 2017, we allocated 28% of what of all bank allocations were directed towards climate finance. In this 2018, the objective is 32%, and we're hoping to get to 40% by 2020. So indeed, for the bank, it is NDC implementation is a priority.
The Paris Agreement, for the first time, brings all nations into a common cause to undertake ambitious efforts to combat climate change and adapt to its effects, with enhanced support to assist developing countries to do so. Among the agreements is to support developing countries in adapting to the effects of climate change. The summit is expected to conclude on Saturday with some recommendations. From Marrakesh, Morocco, to Channel Africa, I'm Ayanda Mkwanazi.